Track 3, BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt, is known to hundreds of thousands of people in the East from her TV work, but that's nothing compared to Buffy.
For many years now, I've been honoured to be a judge at the ESU public speaking finals for secondary schools across the country. This month, we're back in person at Cambridge University, with the young people speaking live before an auditorium of guests. The standard is always remarkably high, and the speeches are thought-provoking. One subject that comes up repeatedly is the role of social media. Would the world be a better place without it? I am on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and LinkedIn and expected to be involved in social media as part of my job at Look East. I've brought in a number of stories for the programme after seeing them on one of these sites. But my social media footprint is pretty low and unobtrusive. I have a tendency to post cute pictures of my pets rather than come up with profound statements on life. It appears, however, that animal pictures are the way to get a following. Our rescue kitten, Baffy, has completely overtaken all of his human family and built up millions of views and around 60,000 followers on TikTok. What does he do, I hear you ask? The answer is absolutely nothing. My daughter is his manager and makes the videos in which he stars. The most successful so far involves him just sitting on a stool, looking remarkably unbothered, with a voiceover saying, "How do you get so many views? You're just a black cat." So far, 4.2 million people have seen this, and more than a million have liked it. It turns out Baffy has fans from Siberia to South America. The key to Baffy's success, other than his very talented manager, of course, appears to be that he has a little white moustache. He's also pretty compliant when having a camera pointed at him. The other factor, according to my daughter, is to make the videos in a style that's on trend. This, I realise, is where I go wrong. I have little idea what is on trend in any walk of life, but even less so in social media world. My daughter calls me a Facebook mum. This is not a compliment, because of the emojis and hashtags I use. Emojis are used in a different way by the younger generation, I'm told. After I've got over the fact that despite a 30-year career in broadcasting, I have a cat that is better known than me, I actually find the whole thing fascinating in a social and psychological way. Are people rebelling against the sniping and self-promotion that can often be found online and opting for more gentle entertainment? Young people have been brought up with social media, and it's part of the fabric of their lives. The talented debaters at the public speaking finals this month will doubtless have given this far more thought than me and come up with many pros and cons for social media. But my simple answer to the question I posed at the start is that it depends on the poster and the follower. Social media has without doubt caused real damage to some young people and given them access to unhelpful or even dangerous material when their brains are still in development. But there's also a plethora of kind, funny people online who are putting smiles on faces. There are also some very handsome cats. As followers, we need to vote with our clicks.